The Sand Dunes, Surah Al-Ahqaf. Topic of the Surah. It focuses on establishing the proof against the deniers and warning them of punishment, and for that reason, the word warning has been repeated in there.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حميم.
Explanation. Verse number 1. حميم. The discussion on similar letters has already passed in Surah Al-Baqarah.
تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم.
Verse number 2. The revelation of the Quran is from Allah, the Mighty, whom nobody can overpower, wise in His creating, decreeing, and planning.
ما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وأجل مسمى والذين كفروا عما أنذروا معرضون.
Verse number 3. I did not create the heavens and the earth, and I did not create what is between them in vain, but rather, I created all of it with truth and with complete wisdom. Amongst that is for His servants to recognize Him through them and so worship Him alone, and not associate any partner with Him, and so that they fulfill the demands of their being made deputy on earth until a fixed time which Allah alone knows. And those who disbelieve in Allah are turning away from the Book of Allah, they are being worn through without paying attention to it.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكٌ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ ائْتُونِي بِكِتَابٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ هَذَا إيتوني بكتاب من قبل هذا أو أثارة من علم إن كنتم صادقين.
Verse number 4. O Messenger, say to these idolaters who turn away from the truth, tell me about your idols you worship besides Allah. What parts of the earth have they created? Have they created a mountain? Have they created a river? Or do they have partnership and a share with Allah in creating the heavens? Bring me a book revealed from Allah before the Quran, or some trace of knowledge which the previous people left, if you are true in your claim that your idols deserve to be worshipped.
وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ يَدْعُو مِنْ دون الله من لا يستجيب له إلى يوم القيامة وهم عن دعائهم غافلون.
Verse number 5. And there is nobody more misguided than the one who worships an idol besides Allah, which cannot respond to his call until the day of judgment. And these idols which they worship besides Allah are unaware of their slaves calling upon them, because they are inanimate and cannot hear, see, or understand.
وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءً وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ.
Verse number 6. And alongside not benefiting them in the world, when they are raised on the Day of Judgment, they will be enemies to those who used to worship them and disassociate themselves from them, and they will deny having any knowledge of their worshipping them.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ.
Verse number 7. And when my verses which are revealed to my messenger are read to them, the disbelievers say regarding the Quran, when it came to them at the hands of their messenger, this is clear magic. It is not revelation from Allah.
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ إِنِ افْتَرَيْتُهُ فَلَا تَمْلِكُونَ لِي مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ كَفَى بِهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ
Verse number 8. Do these idolaters say, Muhammad has made up this Qur'an and attributed it to Allah? Say to them, O Messenger, if I have made it up on my own part, you do not have the power over any plan for me if Allah wants to punish me. So how can I put myself at risk of punishment by fabricating against him? Allah knows better the criticism of his Qur'an and slandering me you engage in. He, may he be glorified, is sufficient as a witness between me and you, and he is forgiving of the sins of his servants, who repent to him, merciful to them.
قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِّنَ الرُّسُلِ وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يُفْعَلُ بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ
Verse number 9. O Messenger, say to these idolaters who reject your prophethood, I am not the first messenger Allah has sent, as many messengers came before me. I do not know what Allah will do with me, nor what He will do with you in this life. I only follow what Allah reveals to me. So I do not say or do, except according to what He reveals. And I am only a warner who clearly warns of His punishment.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَكَفَرْتُمْ بِهِ وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى مِثْلِهِ فَآمَنَ وَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ
Verse number 10. O Messenger, say to these deniers, Tell me if this Qur'an is from Allah and you deny it, and a witness from the Israelites testifies that it is from Allah, relying on what has come regarding it in the Torah, and then he brings faith in it, whilst you scorn bringing faith in it. Will you not then be oppressors? Allah does not enable the oppressors to the truth.
وقال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا لو كان خيرا ما سبقونا إليه وإذ لم يهتدوا به فسيقولون هذا إفك قديم
Verse number 11 And those who denied the Quran and what their messenger brought to them say, if what Muhammad brought was true and guides towards good, these paupers, servants, and weak people would not have preceded us towards it. And because they are not guided to what their messenger brought them, they will say, this which he has brought us is an old lie, and we do not follow lies.
قبله كتاب موسى إماما ورحمة وهذا كتاب مصدق لسانا عربيا لينذر الذين ظلموا وبشرى للمحسنين
Verse number 12 And before this Quran is the Torah, the book which Allah revealed on Musa, peace be upon him, as a leader to be followed in the truth, and as a mercy for those who believe in it, and follow it amongst the Israelites. And this Qur'an, which has been revealed upon Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a book which confirms the book before it, in the Arabic language, so that he can warn through it those who wronged themselves through associating partners with Allah and by committing sins. And it is a glad tiding to the good doers who made their relationship with their Creator and their relationship with His creation good.
إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Verse number 13. Indeed, those who say, "Our Lord is Allah, we have no Lord besides Him," then they become firm on faith and good actions, there will be no fear in them in what they face in the hereafter, nor will they grieve over the fortune of this world's, which escaped them, or what they left behind them.
أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها جزاء بما كانوا يعملون.
Verse number 14. Those who are attributed with those qualities are the people of paradise, who will live in it forever, as a reward for them for their good deeds that they sent forward in the world. Beneficial points. 1. Everyone who is worshipped besides Allah will refute the disbelievers who worship them. 2. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not the first of the messengers, but rather the last of them. 3. The Prophet, peace be upon him, not having knowledge of the ghaib, except what Allah informs him of from it. 4. The presence of that which establishes the prophethood of our Prophet, peace be upon him, in the previous books. 5. Explaining the virtue of steadfastness and the reward for those who practice it.